Welcome to Podcast 2187. Enjoy the show. And don't forget to submit your blaster for inspection.
Welcome to Podcast 2187, and we have everybody here tonight because I'm here, Mark's here, Andrew's here, and Jared's here. So, how are you doing tonight?
Sweet.
Well, that was such a great disguise. I have no idea who just said that.
That was me.
No.
It was Andrew, actually. Yeah, it was Andrew.
It was me.
So that the first person to say that was me was Andrea pretending to be Mark. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Honestly, kudos. That's impressive.
Thank you.
She's a real mimic.
Was that Mark pretending to be Andrea pretending to be Mark?
Yeah.
Sure was. Thank you.
I'm just in awe of the talents here.
I feel like we all just need to get the same voice. For this show. That won't be confusing at all.
My Jared impression is just vocal fry, even though Jared doesn't even have vocal fry.
I like that though, because where the voice is like all strained and burned out.
Yeah, like, what's up, guys? I'm Jared.
I like that because I like comedians. There's a comedian I like, Jason Mantzoukas. His voice sounds like he smoked 18 packs a day his whole life.
I can't even do that voice.
Yeah, I can't either.
I have to like get into it. I'd have to practice a little bit.
You guys ever gone back? And I don't mean to derail this too much, Tim. I'm so sorry. I used to absolutely love growing up. I used to listen to Sam Kinison quite a bit. I don't even know if I told the story recently or not. And then there was something on Netflix. And I watched it and I was like, yeah, it's just not good. So I think some comedy, it just doesn't, it's best not to relive it. It's out of date.
I remember really liking my senior year, like last year of high school, the Dane Cook Comedy Central special.
Oh.
I'm never rewatching that. I'm not going to like pretend that I still think it's good. I'm just going to remember fondly, but like, hey, you know, 17-year-old Jared had some laughs. Whatever that was, and it doesn't need to be revisited ever.
I think whoever watches a Jeff Dunham special probably the next day is like, I probably should never watch that again. I'm so not a fan of that type of stuff.
Yeah, it's not my thing either.
Sorry, I don't mean to gatekeep any Jeff Dunham fans out there. You know, forgive me.
Anyone who's really into Dane Cook or Jeff Dunham, I don't understand where you're coming from.
Maybe Jared,
a comedy tip, but it's okay.
Who are we?
We're just
We are Podcast 2187.
I'm out of drink.
That's true.
Go, team, go.
Right. Hey, Tim, what's up in Star Wars this week?
Hey, guys. Guys, I'm not derailing, I promise. So last week I was not here, notably. I know I was very messed, but I was in California and I went to Disneyland. And
nice.
I went on Star Tours, a popular Star Wars ride.
And you were the Rebel Spy?
And I got to go to Jakku and to Crate.
Oh, that's awesome. I haven't gone to think about that. That's rad.
And I met Chewbacca with I rode the teacups.
How's Nigel?
I didn't see Nigel.
You didn't?
But I did go to Disneyland, and it was a lot of fun.
Well, congratulations on I'm going to Disneyland.
Yeah, here's my official review. Very good. I'm planning on getting a season pass or whatever, like a year pass. I don't know.
Yeah, why? You live in the East Coast. Why would you do such a thing?
She's not going to for long. You know this.
Come on.
Trying to bring our listeners up to speed about her personal life. I mean, you know,
oh,
can't expect them to know every little detail of Andrea Vanderpump.
Very subtle. It's like a network. I like it, Mark.
Private, actually. So
sure.
Went.
I saw something about presence between you and Blake today. I was like, I am not reading into this. I'm just moving on.
I got him. Listen.
Oh God! I didn't
by the time this posts, it will be Blake's birthday. So wish him happy birthday, everyone.
How old's he gonna be?
Old is time itself.
And how old might you be?
Old is time itself.
No, I don't think
neither
you are.
Of them are very old. I mean, they're not like you're not like babies. You're not like teenagers. You're not old.
Can I finish my story?
Well, how about this? What's the difference in ages between you and your suitor?
This is an important.
I'm not sure if I approve of this yet. I don't
need
some old.
You're not my father.
I am your podcast father.
I don't know. That's what I was gonna say.
I don't know if I need some old, decrepit, you know, man trying to woo my daughter. Podcast daughter, excuse me.
Mark, I know everyone's ages. We'll go over this. We'll go over this after.
All right. Okay, cool. Jared, what would I approve?
I
think so.
Okay.
My voice is going up a little bit. Maybe about that. I'm not 100% sure.
Guys.
Finish your story, Andrea.
I'm trying to talk about Star Wars.
All right, go ahead. You're trying to talk about Star Wars.
So we went Big Thunder Mountain Railroad, and when you what do they call it?
Big Thunder Mountain. What? That's it. Nobody calls it. Nobody has ever looked at it.
I called it the formal name.
Nothing wrong with that. He's just messing with you.
And at the time,
your story,
you could see Star Wars Land being built.
Oh, nice. Did you see giant AT-ATs?
I saw a crane.
Wow, that could be, or it could be a ship. You don't know.
It was built in something. And I met Chewbacca.
You mentioned that one.
Oh.
I was really excited. Hey, trust me.
Andrew, where are you at? What coast are you at right now?
The east?
You're the east. Oh.
So you headed back on it.
You know, the west is
that
the
a
best.
Problem? No, it's not.
Yep.
Look, here's the deal. I appreciate that you're moving out to this coast. You know, you're more than welcome here. I don't think you've Where's come to realize how sad you're going to be when you go to any supermarket and it's not Wegmans. You're leaving behind basically the pearly gates of heaven. I will mourn the loss of Wegmans every day. I can send you pictures from time to time. You're not going to mourn the loss. You're going to go into deep depression.
I'm going to be really sad after work. I'm not going to know what to do. That's like my go-to after work is like, I'll just go to Wegmans.
that's why you're going to need that season pass to Disneyland. You're going to need to come up every weekend. And I will come and hang out with you at Disneyland every weekend. And we will cheer you up.
Thank you, because I won't have the Disneyland of grocery stores. I'll need the Disneyland of Disneylands.
You'll need the Wegmans of amusement parks.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if you can pick that up, but that would be like the fifth fire truck that's gone by my street today.
Definitely can pick that up, yeah.
It is fire season in California. I would like to point out it is super dry, and stuff's just catching fire everywhere in the valley.
Super dry?
And... I know. It's been raining for like 2 weeks, but everything's catching fire in my neighborhood. And on top of that, it's super cold. It's really, really windy. So it's super cold out, which is great. It's awesome. it's a wonderful feeling for it to be freezing while everything is on fire and you're coughing all the time because there's smoke everywhere. It's surreal. Feels sort of like the apocalypse is happening.
So on that wonderful note, I'm just going to mention a couple things that are like noteworthy. Number one, again, by the time that you're listening to this, The Last Jedi is out on DVD Blu-ray. If you would like to go out and buy it and watch it. I know all of us were not getting the digital copy and we were all waiting for the Blu-ray or DVD
can I ask
or
a
whatever.
Question, Jim?
You can.
Ask a question. And I know it's going to get answered tomorrow or today. Because this podcast releases on Tuesday. Either way, does the damn Blu-ray have the isolated track, or do I have to buy the Blu-ray to get the Vudu copy or the Movies Anywhere copy that has the isolated track on the digital download?
I've heard that it's exclusively on Movies Anywhere.
No, it's not. It's already on iTunes.
No, I think Ryan Johnson said the Blu-ray disc will include a code so you could get the...
Well, it's going to include a code, but is it on the Blu-ray?
I don't think it's on the physical disc. I think you have to use the code.
Man. It's probably going to be on some sort of special edition or something. Because, did anybody get a special version, and did you just get the straight up Blu-ray or what? Because I pre-ordered the Steelbook, the 4K Steelbook thing. So, did anybody else get anything special, or was
I'm
it
not
just...
going to do 4K? So, is the 4K Steelbook from Best Buy? Is that the other Steelbooks?
No, it's Best Buy.
Yeah, I'm just walking into Best Buy tomorrow and grabbing the Steelbook.
That's what I did for one. Anything.
You and I are playing Russian Roulette tomorrow, Jared.
I think it'll be there. It was there for Rogue One for me.
I don't own any.
No, that's you're right. Yes,
you're right. That's well, that I so overwhelmingly loved, apparently.
Well, I mean, because yeah, go ahead.
I don't own a single Steelbook.
You don't have any of the Steelbooks?
No. Yeah, I can't start now. I don't have any.
See, all of mine are, so I have to.
You can't have an incomplete collection.
I didn't. Exactly. Well, I didn't have any until Rogue One. That was the first one I got, and I really like it, so I'm ending up getting it for The Last Jedi too.
I got it for Rogue One, I'd have to go backwards and get it for everything.
I already got 7 Steelbooks.
I totally understand.
I'm in too deep.
I have one Steelbook for a Fast and the Furious movie, and I hate it. I hate having just one Steelbook out of 7 movies.
Is it the one where they drag the what do you call it, the vault through the streets?
I think it is.
It's the best one, man. It's the best one. That's the best one.
No,
that's
the best one
for me because the reason why that one's my favorite is because right before they get the fingerprints off of the guy smacking Gal Gadot's ass, I sarcastically suggested that to the two people I was watching it with, and then it actually happened, and I'm like, oh my god, that's how you know the Fast and Furious movies are great, because the thing when you're watching an action movie and you think that they couldn't possibly be that silly or over the top and do, they actually do it every time, and then sometimes, even way, way more than you could possibly have thought, so that's I'm all for that. Basically, Justin Lin for Star Wars. That's all.
I wouldn't mind that. Quick question, though. Is there, this brought it up because you mentioned Fast and Furious. Is there any better entertainer out there right now than Dwayne Johnson?
Oh, man.
I saw finally, I was at Dolby Cinema watching Pacific Rim Uprising, and that Skyscraper trailer was on it. Good God, that looks right up my alley for just Dwayne Johnson.
I mean, Skyscraper does look way better than Rampage, just for the record.
Is that not
Rampage,
the same movie?
Giant Monsters.
Dude, Rampage is...
Giant Monsters, video game.
Is it, are yeah, those two different movies?
They are and they aren't. They are and they are two different films with different footage, but they're just Dwayne The Rock Johnson fighting, craziness.
What?
With his shirt ripping, and you're like, "Whoa!" And my initial response to your question, Mark, was he's the most electrifying man in sports entertainment. And
that's right.
To
no,
this day,
all entertainment.
He's not even in specifically sports entertainment anymore. But yeah, you're right. It's just overall.
Was I the only person to see Pacific Rim Uprising this weekend?
Yeah, I'm going to see it, but I haven't yet.
I'm going
out
to
of
as well.
All people. It was so just fun. You. It was just you and Ron.
Ron did
not
go.
Of course not, Ron. Ron should have, because the Asian quotient in that film is high. It's a high amount of people of Asian descent in that film. It's like, that's a movie to support.
He does usually enjoy seeing that.
He just hates Pacific Rim, so it's like, I don't know what to tell you.
And the hill that he dies on, the reason to hate it is it's so mediocre. He admits it's not crazy to enjoy it. It's just it's just not great. And I get that there were people who acted like it was good. I've mentioned it before.
That was the problem with it, is that people acted like this writing was so beyond any action movie. So you go in thinking you're going to get...
I don't understand how anyone got that.
The Social Network
about the first one?
I loved it, but it's just what it is. It's Rock'em Sock'em Robots versus Godzilla. It's fun. It's awesome, but it's like there's nothing to it beyond that.
Like this profound, like, well, we're in. Ooh. Like, I was like, this is gonna be Pride and Prejudice, the miniseries. Like, this is gonna be great. And I went in and I was like, this is a popcorn movie.
I don't
and
think
I was pissed.
Yes, I don't think anyone.
And
would
if I went in,
podcast would know
thing.
Him.
If I went in thinking it was a popcorn movie, I would have enjoyed it. I would have liked it. But I went in all this hype from these
Pacific Rim Uprising.
I don't know what they're talking about.
Pacific Rim Uprising is a large, refillable popcorn, tons of butter.
That's fine.
Just like
I just
butter at the bottom, like layers of butter.
That's the one. That's the one review I've heard so far is that Boyega was really good. That they liked it a lot, but it was the same as the first one as far as like it was just kind of disposable, super fun action stuff. Like it was exactly as you describe it, and it's not a bad thing. It's what it is.
Listen, Jared, you don't know anything about the movie, right?
I mean, basic premise, but no
spoilers, right?
No, I do not yet.
Okay, let me just say that in the first beginning of the movie, it is everything that you ever wanted and haven't seen in a long time.
Nice. Well,
okay.
I'm watching it.
I'm like, oh yeah, that's what I wanted. I didn't even know I wanted it.
Well, I might see it tomorrow. I'm definitely going to see it this week. So I'm going to go to one of the cheap showings at my local super cheap theater.
Hit me up on Twitter to ask me if you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay. So it's at the very beginning.
Yeah. Well, it's within the first 45 minutes, let's say.
Okay.
That's almost the movie, actually. The first act.
Now, I'm going to keep that in mind when I end up seeing it, too, because I want to know what I never knew I wanted to see.
Yeah. Oh, and Boyega's amazing, and Scott Eastwood does not annoy me in this film.
Okay. Look, that's like the one negative thing I've heard about it so far is people keep saying he does not belong there.
Listen, no, he doesn't belong in any film.
He doesn't. And here's the thing. I'm not going to let him bug me at all. I'm going to continue to not really even know what he looks like. But I hate him because recently he was like, I should be the next Wolverine. And I saw like three different articles about him petitioning to be the next Wolverine. I'm like, shut up, buddy. Like, it only goes so far. Pacific Rim. You can get in Fast and the Furious. But stay the hell away from Wolverine. I'm sorry. We lucked out, but that singing, dancing Aussie is was amazing as he was. But
we didn't deserve him.
You know, and he's going to get replaced eventually. But you know what? In the meantime, we got Daphne Keene, who was awesome as Laura, and just go on with that. Give Logan a break. We've had him for what, like 8 movies? How many movies? So many movies in so many years.
You gotta reboot everything, Jared. You gotta reboot everything.
Give him a break.
Not
Scott Eastwood. I would like for them to go with a short, hairy dude. And go back to that side of the comics. They originally wanted I forget who it was. It was before Singer was attached. But they originally wanted Glenn Danzig to play him, which would have been rad. Physically. You need a good actor. But like
Tim
short
Andrea?
Movie. Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I was talking with a friend the other day. I want Puck in movies, but he said that I was stupid.
No, you're stupid. Puck from Wolverine and X-Men comics character.
Lost me again.
He's,
I know. That's why I apologize. I'm sorry.
He is a little person superhero.
That's all. Lost me again.
No, we're gonna start a new podcast. It's basically Jared with Mark talks comics, and Tim's just gonna record it.
I am.
Yeah. Or Jared talks to Mark about comics.
All right, so Star Wars.
I would do this. I'm learning how to do this. So
how about them Wars and the Stars?
Open World Battlefront.
What? When?
Tim?
That's not what I'm going to be talking about.
Wait, what? You didn't even have that ready to talk about? That's crazy.
What I was going to talk about was an article that I saw today. Where and you know, I'm not going to like go extensively into it, but just a couple points I thought were good to bring up. Where apparently some actor for Solo, who isn't like in a major role but still there, I just gave. Well, I think the part of the reason I wanted to talk about it is because I think some people are taking it out of context and not in the right way. He just kind of gave a summary of kind of before and after of the director change. And again, I feel like a lot of people are taking it poorly toward Phil Lord and Chris Miller, which I don't necessarily think is completely fair. Because to really wrap up the point that this actor was making was that Phil Lord and Chris Miller had their way of directing it, which was seemingly just less experienced as they are as directors, and then Ron Howard came in and had everything like pristine, and he like knew exactly what he was doing because he is an extremely experienced director. So I think that's, like I said, it comes down to just one is gaining experience, the other one already has it. That's really what I took from it. I know some people are saying other things, but I just felt like that was worthy of mentioning, that I don't think it's supposed to be slashing Phil Lord and Chris Miller at all. I just think it's supposed to show that, you know, it is a different caliber as far as their resume that they're dealing with now.
You know, here's what an example that pops into my head. I'd heard the story about Steven Spielberg on the episode of Amazing Stories he directed. It's the one that stars Kevin Costner, basically, to spoil the whole damn thing. But some guy draws magical landing gear to help a B bomber land during World War II. So first day shooting
B-52 or something?
B-52, thank you. So first day of shooting, Spielberg comes in and everyone's like waiting for him to get started. And he's looking at this, he's looking at that, and they're like, okay, well, when are we gonna start filming? And so he's like taking an hour of being on set and not telling anybody anything. And so they're like, well, what's going on? And then before you know it, he's like, okay, so we're going to do this. We'll put the camera here, here, here. So he basically blocks it all out to where it's one continuous shot, right? So he basically takes what should have been a day in filming. But because he plans it out and he's a professional, he ends up knocking it down to like 2 hours, maybe 3 hours tops. But everybody initially thought, oh, okay. What is he doing? This guy's supposed to be professional, but he's kind of standing around looking, you know. And I think that's just the major difference between Phil Lord and Chris Miller and Ron Howard. Howard knows what he wants. He's in it. He's done. He's very like, bam, 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 get it done.
Right.
Phil Lord and Chris Miller come from, you know, in those type of movies, you see 15 different takes on a comedic line. And you get that on the gag reel. Over and over and over again, deliver this joke a different way. And it doesn't make their version right. It doesn't make Ron Howard's version right. It just means that basically for this film, they decided that Ron Howard's version was the version that they preferred. Does that make any sense whatsoever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They went with a more professional approach rather than the more untested version in Star Wars.
Yeah, and I feel like that is essentially what the point of the article was. It's, from what I've seen, it's kind of being skewed to put across the message of it sucked before and now it's great. I don't think that's what it's supposed to be saying. I think it's like you were saying just now, that it's just a matter of their styles and how they do it, and one's more efficient.
And it's still dangerous, because I just read while I was outside today waiting for a phone call from you guys, to start the podcast, I read that they're still doing the score and sound design, finishing some of the sound editing for the film. And the film's a month? A little over a month away?
It doesn't come out in
2 months. Yeah, no, yeah. It's 2 months out.
That's crazy.
But
that reminds me of, like, man, I was just listening to this podcast about Tango and Cash, which I'm sure...
Oh. Oh,
Tim,
my God.
And Andrea don't remember, and with good cause. It was several years before you were born, but it's a movie with Kurt Russell and Sylvester Stallone, and it went through all sorts of crap before it was even cast. But literally, they were supposed to be done. It was supposed to be like a 4-month shooting period, and they were done shooting,
And then there was a really similar situation to this, where just like, okay, the executive producer and Stallone didn't like the way they did it at all, so we're hiring a new director. We're gonna do the whole thing. They shot the whole movie in like less than 2 months, and then it was another like less than 2 months between the end of shooting and all the editing. I think it says they were done shooting in October 20th, I think, of 89, and it came out on December 15th. So it's like, and back then, like, they didn't have the same lead time and stuff had to, took longer to ship. Like, so it literally came in like as late as possible. And it was this big budget movie starring huge, huge actors at the time. It wasn't a Star Wars thing, because nothing was, you know, or never probably, you know, other than Marvel, maybe ever will be again on the same level. But it's just interesting. Like, we did, before we had the internet, before we knew about all this stuff as it's going, like, looking back at film history recently, like, a lot of stuff has had really tumultuous ups and downs. And it's just, we don't, you know, there's not the interest level because it's not Star Wars, and there wasn't the access level there is now because we didn't have the kind of reporting and the kind of, you know, instantaneous delivery of information that we have now.
Okay, two things. First of all, Jared, we should do a podcast, but we call it Tango and Podcash.
I'm into it.
That's number one.
We'll record it. It's just about weird crap. Yes.
We already covered
that part.
Tango and Podcash. And then second, this happened even recently. I know it happened with a few Star Wars movies, but specifically Attack of the Clones. One of the final shots of Anakin at the wedding with his digital arm, with his electronic or whatever, bionic arm. Well, that was in the digital release, but not the film release. And I think also there were scenes with Sebulba that were only in the film release, I mean the digital release, and then everything thereafter. So they were still finishing late. Same thing with some of the shots in Empire Strikes Back. Some of that stuff was inserted. Some of the stuff we know and love, especially I think of the ending with the Rebel Fleet, was inserted, you know, midway into the theatrical run. So,
and then the extra long, what do you call it, pod race in Phantom Menace was added with the VHS, right? Like that was something now, that wasn't ready for theatrical, but now it's gone.
No, it was DVD, I think. It was DVD. But now, now it's not, it's not in the Blu-ray.
Interesting.
Because remember, I would buy that. Yeah.
Well, but Mark, going back to
Amanda
something.
Amanda got mad that I'd buy everything.
Well, going back to something you said before, I did see, I think today, that Ron Howard said that they are finishing with the recording for the soundtrack and like finishing touches for the graphics and then converting it to 3D, I think.
I have no desire to see any Star Wars movie in 3D ever again. It's pointless. Sorry. I don't know if that's a popular opinion or an unpopular opinion, but I don't give a crap about 3D anymore.
Well, I saw Force Awakens in 3D, but I didn't see Rogue One or Last Jedi in 3D. I don't know.
I saw all three in 3D, and I don't care.
Yeah.
Give me Dolby Cinema. That's all I need.
Well, and another thing, too, I almost forgot until just now, is that I wanted to mention that remasters of the Star Wars soundtracks are going to be released on May 4th. I say the soundtracks 1 through 6, the original prequel and original trilogies are going to have the soundtracks remastered, released on May 4th. So wanted to throw that out there as well.
Very solid. This is one I initially didn't even care about. But now that I found out, that they're coming from real high definition, film stems or whatever, it should be worth an upgrade.
Yeah, it's kind
still of no special working. Edition. Still no special edition soundtracks, but it's still worth it.
And one other thing that I wanted to get to was I feel like we should, as a podcast, participate in a poll that's on StarWars.com. And how we're going to do it is I'm just going to read the question, read the options, and we're going to come up with one answer that we will answer, and then I'll see how popular it is, okay? Okay. the question is, what was your favorite moment from the Star Wars Rebels series finale? Okay.
Oh.
Oh.
All right.
Let's just go with Andrea's answer.
Oh.
Wait, I need, there's a poll. I gotta give you the options here.
All right, what are the options? What are the options?
There are a lot. So there's Thrawn's Rampage. Mm. Ezra's choice relating his parents and that whole thing.
Mm.
I don't even remember this.
The Emperor's Royal Guards attack.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
The Emperor himself.
Mm-hmm, mm.
Farewell to Grager.
Who?
Oh, wow.
That's your problem.
Ezra defeats Thrawn. Kallus and Zeb on Lyra San. Ahsoka returns.
Yes.
Sabine's new mission.
Yes.
The liberation of Lothal. And Jason Syndulla. Those are the options.
Wait, what? Jason Syndulla?
Did you watch the episode?
I thought I heard you say Jason Syndulla, but I thought of Jason Derulo, and I was like, "Why was Jason Derulo at Star Wars Rebels?" And I was like, "Totally missed that." Jason Derulo.
I vote for Jason Derulo.
Jason Derulo.
Yeah, unfortunately, he's not an option though. So
I pick Sabine.
What?
Yeah. Yo, okay. That was rad. That's like, they could have a whole new series of them being like buddy cops.
What were you excited more about? Sabine or Ahsoka?
Both, because Ahsoka's ending.
Pick one, though. We have to pick one for an answer.
Well, that's stupid, because they interlock.
I know, but this is StarWars.com.
Star Wars intern.
Huh?
Fire the Star Wars that count.
Okay, well, wait. Since we're doing this as a podcast, what we'll do is we'll now ask Jared and Mark, between Ahsoka Returns and Sabine's new mission, which one was better?
Ahsoka.
Jared?
Jared, you know which way to answer. Jared stepped away for brunch. Jared actually just texted me, and he said Ahsoka.
I did not. I was coughing. I'm gonna have to say Sabine. It's a hard one though.
That.
Oh, I guess that means I'm the tiebreaker.
Yeah.
There's no tie right now.
No.
Jason.
No, because my vote was gonna be for Ahsoka. So I guess that I was gonna say I count for two, but I can't do that.
You can. You're the boss.
Okay. I'm gonna go to the podcast account. I'm going to tweet this question. First response that we get between the two will be what we vote for.
That's fine.
Oh. No.
So basically Brian Bailey's gonna choose.
We get to pick.
Well, we can't. We tied.
Pick Jason Derulo.
Do not
Jason Derulo.
We can just say Jason Derulo and that'll be fine.
I cannot name
hashtag
a song.
Hashtag Jason Derulo.
Hashtag Jason Derebels. Jason Derulo's by Jason Derulo.
I'm excited to get. I'm excited to watch that documentary tomorrow.
On Jason Derulo?
No, on the on the damn Star Wars Last Jedi Blu-ray.
Oh, now I'm looking up Jason Derulo songs.
All right, time for you to just check out.
Oh, Talk Dirty. All right,
huh?
That's the one I can remember. Talk dirty to me.
Okay, I just tweeted this, and I said the first answer makes a difference. So now we wait, and we see what happens, and then I'll submit our podcast vote, and I'll see how we stack up with everybody else.
Okay, then this person will become like the fifth Beatle. They're the unofficial, fifth member of Podcast 287.
Peter something, right?
We
is
have
that
an
his name?
Answer.
We do? Oh, yeah. I just heard my ear buzz.
That doesn't count.
What was it?
It was Andrea.
It doesn't count.
And to be fair, like, all credit where credit is due, I was fully expecting Mark to be the first one to respond to this, so kudos, Andrea.
Yeah, don't do that. Why would I cheat? I'm not a cheater. It's not allowed.
I feel like you're hitting the tweet button right now for your reply.
No. Nope, she's watched way too much Vanderpump to think that cheating is acceptable.
There you go.
Remember when James tells Kristen he wasn't sleeping with that girl, and then it cuts to the confessional. He goes, "Yes." I was like, "You know, this is on TV, right? Like, she's gonna see this."
That's exactly why I love James.
Yeah. More cosmopolitan.
I wish people would get into our love.
It won't happen.
I think Vanderpump Rules is underappreciated.
It is. All right, who's that? We have multiple tweets.
Yeah, Jared's retweeting and liking and stuff. Great. This would be like the one. Usually we get pretty decent response, like in a decent time frame. We get a good response to some of these things. So.
It's because I didn't tweet it out.
This will be like the one time that.
And retweet it real quick. There's been a lot of people that just don't seem to be online much lately.
Yeah, that's true.
And I think it's probably good.
There.
Okay. Well, anyway, while we wait, I guess, to go ahead and see this result. Anybody buy into that Hasbro giant Jabba thing yet? His cruise ship? No? Okay.
What are you talking about?
We talked about it a couple weeks ago that the like overly sized cruise toy thing that they're making that like that people are funding.
I thought I saw something where they were like, we're not gonna be able to do it if this and this, like there was like some extra warning or something or plea. I don't know.
So I haven't heard anything about it since we talked about it, so that's why I'm just wondering if anybody
there was some article about it afterward. I certainly
did
not crowdfunding a giant barge.
That's it. Sail barge. Thank you.
What about it, Tim? Or did you buy it?
No, I'm asking if anybody else did.
Come on, Tim.
I don't know. I don't know what your financial habits are. Okay, so I guess another thing while we wait... is that we're going to come up with this is a quiz. Which Star Wars The Last Jedi quote should be your comeback? I swear I'm not coming up with random things. Like, once we get the poll answered, we'll be done. let's see.
Wait, what was your question just now?
Which Star Wars The Last Jedi quote should be your comeback? Okay. So, how do you normally win an argument? Do you use facts, use threats, stand your ground, or make your opponent feel small? Mark, Andrea, Jared.
Facts.
I feel like if you're Kylo, you make them feel small by wearing your pants up real tight and having giant man boobs.
Okay, so I just said facts because that was an actual answer that I got.
What was the answer, by the way? What was the tiebreaker? I'm sorry, I'm trying to deal with issues regarding... people paying me back for hurting my pup.
Gosh, I'm sorry that's still happening. That's no good.
That's all right. I'm reading text from the person saying, I don't have that kind of money right away. It's like, well, I don't either. But, you know.
Okay, our first answer
I'm just seeing this come through.
Blake.
And he's correct.
He doesn't
No.
count.
Well, he's correct because he was the first one and it says Ahsoka. But
then he definitely counts.
But
we also let's just say
that he doesn't count. Let's just pretend he doesn't count. The next one was Josiah, and Josiah says Ahsoka.
Well,
I said Sabine.
Yeah, but you don't remember.
First.
You're exempt you're part of the podcast.
4 minutes ago. Am I?
Well, Ian came through after that and said Sabine, though Ahsoka was rocking the Gandalf the White look. So
hey, is this going to cause a problem, Andrea, between you and your boyfriend that he sided with Tim and I over you?
Yeah, I'm dumping him right now.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to hit Ahsoka Returns. Let's see here.
Just kidding.
Hey!
I know.
We're right! It's got the most votes.
We're right.
We are right. So as it turns out,
unoriginal.
Ahsoka Returns has 38% of the vote. Second place is Sabine's New Mission with 18%.
Jesus, getting crushed.
Wait, we just have a new vote that says Urban replied saying the reveal that Chopper is Snoke.
I like that one. That's better.
I agree.
Well, I just want the majority of people out there to know that they're right. Or at least 38% of people out
there.
Or
that they have
right.
the most common opinion.
Yeah, I don't think that
Does that make it the wrong opinion?
We need to program in some of those after-school specials I saw when I was a kid, Tim, into your programming, because what is popular is not always right.
Not always, but sometimes it is, and this is one of those instances where it is.
There's some circular logic there.
Listen, I
intellectual
I enjoyed Ahsoka's return. However, is any character on the show going to stay dead?
Oh, Ahsoka will never die. Ahsoka will die when that hat is being laid on a grave that says something about wolves and hockey.
For Filoni?
Yeah, that's my grim message for the evening.
What is your grim message?
But Ahsoka will not die until they're laying a cowboy hat on a grave that has some epitaph about hockey or wolves or something.
Wow. Wow.
I feel like he's holding on to her with a death grip.
Okay. So I just went ahead.
See, here's the thing he needs to learn real quick. Here's the thing he really needs to learn is that in the very first movie, Obi-Wan Kenobi died. And yet, we're still getting new stories about him.
So yeah, and we're all happy about him being dead.
Doesn't mean we're done with her.
True.
Just, you don't have to keep making her live through crazy, you know, circumstances.
I think that's a really good point. Because, like, we want to see new Obi-Wan stuff. Even those of us who do, no one's saying, like, how about he didn't die? Like, no one. Now that we know that Luke could force project, what if he was in hiding this whole time? Big twist in 9. 1,000-year-old Obi-Wan shows up. Like, it's like, no, nope. Nope. Not necessary.
I'm down for that, though.
It would be pretty cool to have, like, what would he be, like, 90? It'd be pretty rad.
We'd be old.
So super old. I just want to point out that I went ahead and finished the which, like, quote is us, but I did it with the answers that I felt most summarized us as a podcast. And I just want you to know that the quote for our podcast is impressive. Every word in that sentence was wrong.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm still getting answers, and I hear all the vibratings through you guys.
Yeah.
Wow, someone's popular.
That's me. What can I say? Yo. Yo, ladies. Hello.
All ladies in the world.
Okay.
Wait, real quick, though.
Is that your main?
Yeah, I want to do something special for all the ladies.
We haven't taken time to properly eulogize one of the greatest things we've ever experienced with the death of Star Wars Rebels. There was so much content provided to us, so many talking points, so many things that we talked about in this podcast, just from Shirtless Maul. And, you know, there is no more Shirtless Maul.
Well, he's in our hearts, but...
He is. He really is. I wish
at this point... Shirtless Maul lives.
I wish at this point, Tim, this is where you cut in all the conversations we've ever had about Shirtless Maul into a little montage set to, like, some Duel of the Fates music. So I'll wait until...
Oh, see, I was thinking, like, it should be, like, a really, like emotional... Like, it should be, like, Paula Cole's, like, theme song to Dawson's Creek or something. It should be, like,
Whitney Houston, The Greatest Love of All.
Okay, that's even better. I was just thinking something, like, cheesy and kind of sentimental. But that works. I think that works just as well. Or You Are the Wind Beneath My Wings. Any one of these works.
Even better. No, Wind Beneath My Wings.
Because he is the wind beneath our wings. Mm-hmm. Let's face it. Go for it, Tim.
We're going to be silent while you edit that in.
This is where it comes in.
like my that there aren't words.
That's why Mark is going to really music cue, because there's no words for how much we love them all. Well put. Well put.
What if you sing the lyrics to Wind Beneath My Wings to the tune of Duel of the Fates?
I don't know how one does that.
Yeah, I think you just broke my brain, dude. I had to wink.
Let me just say, though, Ken, that was a masterful editing job you did of pulling all those quotes from all the random episodes that we had.
I'm pretty sure I did literally nothing.
No, Tim, don't sell yourself short.
Yeah, so modest.
You did a lot. Come on. It's amazing. Everyone wonders how we move on without you or get along without you. And you know what? We don't. You're the wheels that make Podcast 27 go round and round.
Oh, no, don't put that on me.
Wheels on a bus. Tim, you're the wheels on a bus.
We already put it on you last week.
Okay.
Tim, you are the wind beneath our wings. Bam. Bam.
All right. So what I'm going to do is I have this little button in front of me, and it makes it stop recording. Whether or not you guys keep talking, it doesn't matter. It just stops recording. And I have the power to push that whenever I want.
Jeez, Tim.
You are the wind beneath
our
wings.
So what we're gonna do is I'm gonna push that button, and nobody's gonna hear from us again until next time.
Whoa, hold on. We got just a few moments left, Tim. You have not discussed the possibility that EA is working on an open world Star Wars video game.
Possibility that EA is working on any type of Star Wars video game doesn't mean anything, as we have already learned by now.
Why?
Okay, look. EA has already shut down multiple Star Wars video games that were at various stages of development. And on top of it all, there's a chance that they're not even going to be making the next Star Wars game.
Whoa! Why?
We've already been over that about Activision and Ubisoft being contenders to take the next Star Wars games, and I would be thrilled with either of them.
I remember that,
Tim,
guy.
Is this the point that you edit in old conversations we've had about?
No, Activision? It's not.
It's going to be a super cut of all the conversations about EA and possibly losing EA. As
I
the
don't
next,
look
source
at,
of
guys,
Star Wars.
There is no
Your
encyclopedia of
point.
Our episodes. I can't just like look up EA and see what episodes pop up.
Tim, it's been so on point.
Audio
editing
footnotes.
Is amazing.
I don't.
Audio footnotes.
I don't
it's
make.
Because, it's because we don't have this encyclopedia, but this work you put in is so appreciated and impressive.
See, here's the thing. If I could make like a salary working 9 to 5 on this podcast, y'all would have this stuff, okay? That's not how it is. Therefore, you don't have these things.
I believe it, and that's how you were taught way in the Mississippi Delta, y'all, where Tim's from.
I blame Noah for that, because I never said that. No, I would like never really say that, and then Noah said that all the time, and I blame him for occasionally having it come out.
Noah's from Texas.
Right, but that's why I blame him, because like I said, he says it all the time. It's fine, but that kind of brings it out on occasion in me, just because he said it a lot.
It's also Tim, because we're white. Okay. Perfectly fine. It's acceptable.
It's straight up from hillbillies. I am hillbilly stock. So yeah.
Jared, you got tainted by Pacific Northwest. They changed you too much.
I still have an uncle named Cletus who had lost.
Oh, well, there you go. Then y'all me.
It's the truth, y'all.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, remember that button I was talking about earlier?
It's the.
The one that stops it all? Yeah, no, I'm going to do that.
Did he upset you?
No, I think you'd be able to get a very different vibe from me if you had upset me.
Not sure.
I like vaguely ominous, Tim. Like, you'll know when you piss me off.
I'm going to shut you the F down. You keep going, Mark.
Okay.
A concordance, Tim. You know what? You know what concordance is? It would be awesome to get a concordance of every like phrase to where people can know exactly what episode to listen to that we talk about things. So like if we talk about EA, you know, to listen to episode 12, 23, 62, maybe even seconds into it. Can you get on that?
No, I can't.
All right.
Can you get on that, Mark?
No, I don't do concordances.
I don't either. Who does? Who here does?
Look, there's a concordance for the Bible. It's pretty amazing. Have you ever read it? Not the Bible, the concordance. Just the concordance of the Bible. Every time, it tells you exactly how many times they use the word Jesus. It tells you how, where to find it. It's fantastic. It's not even the Bible. It's bigger than the Bible, though.
Okay. So that button, I'm pushing. Feel free to slip in the word bye if you want, but there might not be time.
Bye.
So just say bye and I'm stopping.
No, Tim, let's keep going. I'm only
too late. Too late. We're done. Bye.
That was the best classic.